Gin for Makiv da Hinne, Bussi, Bafai, Bafille, Liespera Unun, Glan, Gle, Breg, Ni Chanhe.
Ursel intachig die exigdini an Mak da Roguenshin, Mak ochter ri never gestalov, Kolum Kille, Mak Elemi, Mak Argese Hianada, Mak Honel Goldbun, Mak Niel Ni Nili, Audrey Aaron, Nagas Alban, Nagas Saxon.
Though he lived in this small and remote island of the British Sea, the name of St. Columba has not only become illustrious throughout our own Ireland and Britain, but has reached even to triangular Spain, and to Gaul, and to Italy, which lies beyond the Pennine Alps, and also to the city of Rome itself, the head of all cities.
Columba was the greatest saint of the Celtic race, and after St. Patrick, he is the most striking figure in our Celtic history. He was a poet, a statesman, and a scholar, as well as a great missionary saint, the apostle of many tribes and the founder of many churches. His name is dear to every child of the Scottish race, both in Erin and Alba. And what a stranger still, monk and priest though he was, his memory is cherished not only by Catholics, but by Protestants and even by Presbyterians also.
A prophecy in the old Irish life found in the Leabhar Brac, the 16th century life written by Manus O'Donnell, Adamnan's 7th century life in Latin, a tribute by a modern scholar, Dr. Healy, all testify to the homage in which Columbkille was held throughout the centuries. That homage still exists in Ireland and Scotland, and in certain places, southwest Donegal in particular, it's as strong today as ever. Padraig McShine.
The Urim War is even now, and my cantor's cantor do his Helen. The Columbkille. The land scale from the Heaver, no, yeah. Agus niva wintas van Hochangel veder chillen agus Columbkille, mar guldini den twermen shin og behenige nuestas of villages, gus truer jerifer da, truer banni ula dobar banni gavolen shin kograt an chei. Well nish da land scale a bantlish, ach gudjien la nu, ar a legudji, an tamarag mishe chillen, Vi kangal ydr colum ciliagus chillan yn sy'n meid. Na jai bad i rif ymach hed i chornion na cefwa a gwyn chillan gwni a tein a chorsigyn. Chorsigyn hefna bwyn a jai dîpa a gyn ffyrt hatan o barod na gabi fi arw agos chorsigyn hef gaf ar a hen agos jere che ar a leid a fi a maeria. Now, Shane Bella just being a hunter, got an action in the West, I'm sure Columbkille, Grosha Hain, Clean O'Moragile, Baderacht, Augusta Hiskeracht, August Gerbeschen, August Sampler Deeper, August Horla Deeper, Yetena Horsigan, August Avia Maria Rana in a Herakadia.
Stoy Nach Aval to be here, the old tradition Columbkille, so far as to show. Co larger la tradition, ni will be a gantar be in yering. Be mass ni smo ignadini Columbkille, na few wan ni padrig hain, no new breed. August Tashashin, la fickel and sin wool the hanahus, gus the skelter, the nosenigs, the fish ruggy, a bunch, la inyman leaves a gantar.
That the devotion to Columbkille mentioned by Padraig O'Byrne surpasses that to St. Patrick might to some extent be attributed to local pride and patriotism. But, as Fancy Ward from Teelan points out, it goes far beyond the boundaries of Donegal.
Well, you'll always have been a goal, ni smoke hall or ni Columbkille in St. Canter Shaw Gasserby, na Marta Jeremy or ni Padraig. I was looking, ni one in St. Canter Shaw. Nancy Heller, all the same sort of. My humble Tancy Gundy Longfort, or Jaime Shalon, Agus Fee, and all us and Shinnig Nadini or Columbkille, Durchid and Shin Gorchisha, Shal Fada, and Archie Duggan Shid Mollier. Molly Leva Vion, Agus, Jerta Gromancher Vagagi and Shinnach Niway, Niachami. In tractor sin and in lure. Agus, an oia huishiko fada, O yes, le cananas nami, agus sord chorim celia, agus darwa. As fada darwa o hir chanan, agus vi manasir vagan sinaga, manasir a rochal war, ar hi loga. Agus gadi an lanyu, well, ni higla mara anis le cuig blini jeg, na fi hi blini romean, ac fi mara versi deren sin cantar sin patru naku, Patrun Karam Kelle, who was of Lean and Shinner and Neil Ladd and V. Van. Tavrishan Tar Lamsa, Golovadnis Mo Specie Nagradini, and Neve Karam Kelle na Neve Padrick.
Karam Kelle's place in the affections of the ordinary people is well testified to, in many diverse ways. He seems to have had an appeal that St. Patrick had not. Possibly for one thing, because he was a native-born Irishman and had, as the legends seem to show, many of the qualities as well as many of the failings we have as a race. He was also involved in historical events, even as an active fighting man, in a way in which St. Patrick was not, and the extent to which he caught the imagination of the people, certainly in the northern half of the country, would almost make of him the real national apostle, as he has in fact been called the Apostle of Caledonia and the Apostle of the Hebrides. In one of the places most intimately associated with his name, Glan Chulam Kille, the parish priest, Father James MacDyer, gave us his views on that point.
Well, I wouldn't really put him before St. Patrick, or nobody would, I suppose, because St. Patrick is really the Apostle of Ireland who brought Christianity and spread Christianity throughout Ireland. But I would say that St. Colum Kill played a very prominent part, as we all know, particularly in the northern half of the country, even though his name is associated intimately with places like Durrow and Swords in the south. In Donegal, St. Colum Kill was a native of Donegal and part of the then aristocracy of Donegal. But in Donegal, it would seem to me that St. Colum Kill, when he got his vocation, he took it upon himself, it would seem, to evangelize the outlying pockets of paganism that still existed in Donegal after the patrician period. And his St. Colum Kill's name is closely linked with places like Tory Island, with Fanad Peninsula and around there, and also with the whole southwest peninsula of Donegal, which comprises Glen Colum Kill and Carrick and around here. He was, perhaps, in those areas, he was a much more human and closer person to the people than St. Patrick, because presumably St. Patrick, doing the fantastic work he evidently did do in spreading Christianity throughout the island in such a comparatively short space of time, of necessity, St. Patrick must have spread himself pretty thin, and consequently couldn't reside in any one place for any long period of time. It would seem that St. Colum Kill did reside, and I would say, talking as a person who resides in this parish of Glen Colum Kill now myself, I would say that St. Colum Kill did reside here for some little time.
Well, what evidence have you for that, Father? Why do you say that?
Well, of course, there's heaps of evidence. First of all, there is is considered the little monastery that St. Colum Kill established. The remains of it are still pointed out. Actually, the bed, the stone bed that he is supposed to have occupied in that monastery is still there. But most of all, the very large turris or pilgrimage that St. Colum Kill is supposed to have established is still there, and is very practiced in a very widespread way to the present time. These are evidences. Of course, I suppose the evidence above all others is that the area takes its name from him. It's called Glen Colum Kill Parish. This.
But as we said, the veneration of Colum Kill is not confined to Donegal. Obviously, it was at one time widespread throughout the country, extending from Donegal and Derry in the north to such places as Capoquin, near which there is a Tower Colum Kille, or Kill Colum, 6 miles northeast of Waterford, where the Kill and Clough Colum are still to be seen. from Swords and Kells and the whole Meath, Dublin, Wicklow area in the east, to the islands of Arran and Inishmurray in the west, there are associations with the saint. But the old traditions have naturally survived best in the areas which retained the Irish language. Padraig O'Hare, who spent most of his life as a teacher on Arran, saw the devotion to Columbkille practiced there.
Tá tobar Columbkille ige léine. Agus níl mór an cuícortar an tobar é héin, ach tá altar begán. Agus tain mór an gach dine san ilán, go dí an áitsin an láisin. Fiú amit sé fluch rud a hála go minic. Heidi Sean, nuair a chrimáitse. Vi an níl sagam cien fá ar an ar a dómas go Columbkille a fíe.
An siúlan sé d'hárt?
Siúlan sé d'hárt sin sé d'an torres.
Well, cien sór torres sé t'hán? Well, sál a dénavag dine?
Tórke tú ní gín sílim go chlocha bega. Agus siúlan tú hárt fín áltar. Agus nuair a bheis an, agus ea tú dinúr gan paidirín. Agus an sin cae tú chloch bega steach. Stoi gwrdd binein fichu ar biach o berdús le chúra digan ta. Agus an sin nuair a bheis sílim gwrdd ní gín. Dinn ta ea tú paidirile digan tús ola tú brínis gas a tobar digan tú ta se sin hís fuin ael.
The poet Martin O'Dearine recalls doing the pilgrimage as a small boy in Inishmore. And one of his poems, Na Turish, gives a picture of the confused, non-liturgical fervour as pilgrims headed for Saint's Bed and Holy Well. Her chinliach, her charn, cahu dal na bachach, ag bregun of lahas, o ihe gomaidin.
Tobar chon kille, niakab isi tobar bion, gadeirach, ach kinaal aile bion, ro kinaal liakko gui beaga, eistach intuidig na marwach slin gadeirach. Agus að tíska síla núsli, agus gudí fúíkan lóp, agus búdjél, agus lína dísi sinu. Agus en sin við átján er að sein Columbkille, a meirla skrifter, kynál ljáka við án. Agus klæbjög hartar, agus gudí storos hartar sin, og með hinna torar sin, a kopla á nýs, guminik, agus varin dís típa gud stokki, agus gud bróg, agus dyrir dís lána fáidir, agus gudí storos sin, agus en sin gudí sé vælin tíska. Hæ kvöla gana sér, lásan í voláda við vef.
In Connemara, the cult of Columbkille is equally strong. In the second volume of Bailages, the Journal of the Folklore of Ireland Society, dated December 1930, the well-known writer, the late Martin O'Kine, then a teacher in Camas, County Galway, published a collection of folk tales in Irish about the saints. All the stories, 12 in number, were written down, with one exception, from the recital of his father, Sean O'Kine, at Cnucan, Glass and Spidale in August 1930. Two of the stories concern Columbkille. The first tells of the discovery of the saint's coffin in Scotland and how it was brought to Ireland. The second deals with a conflict between Columbkille and St. Enda, as to which of them should have jurisdiction over Arran. The local man wins, and Columbkille is forbidden to stay in any place within earshot of Enda's bell. In the whole Cois Éirigh area of Connemara, devotion to Columbkille has survived through the centuries, and the new church at Tully, for example, is dedicated to him. His feast day, as Seán Conaille tells us, was once one of the big occasions of the year at Monroch.
We had a guest in Shin, Nervi Misha Anog, come a kangan the lenti bubue, heart at Huen Tibo Jerme, in Shoshka Hug Milagus Hugilati here, come a lectin yogan, come your sportian, Rinky, Oran, Agus Cameron Yatolan, Agus Gominic, Coast Glepwa Achri. Nish, Vich Narodi Gigantan Hama. Vih torsachy erine ege tobar vihis ege gladach agus vih rilikion agus minike hug mehen torsan
Sha tobar na finish?
Well, tobar Columbkille tukti erich amur be achle brandwad ni hapa garaan ach lochon sa gladach nish ni hura sunt sa bigo ach bu yeen tobar e
deach du ni gudien tobar sin in chud eladun vrien?
Well, heich agus dar ladini Vi har gire a galan lent I ele, mar ni bachanach eit hen, agus kjapi dis gynere dis na padrach I nis far, gynestach gyr nis far lop, na ve an lan patron.
In Scotland too, where he carried out most of his missionary work, Columbkille is remembered with reverence. Brendan McCravshy from Garta Hark recently made a boat journey from Inishon to the islands of Islay and Oranse to find out for himself.
Eredonach agus skaftjoganes Inishon halam ile, Hog sian elan gilavridia mach a chléri go port na havan mid, anat der er shana hasan elan jahi kolam kille e dir ne dele a galer dioriacht nil portna hawen nach dahid mile an onno vello fauligus ner bin an lag albin schleftin a shoin le fekel wo yo mi halig bon na spele agus mitin ar shasuer ruach fallas ken na farige e gorkan on rerin an labra galshin dort gilavride couple catu asan dan kui Malach liom a bhé anocht elein, a tá choisiiste chiaapadracht chalam ciile agus éfaga slánig duide chalagach. Is anabo luas mo choí agus a drimre duide sílam mo hisic ar ardhfuid i tríal go chalabain mar aní. Fuilena locha fáil róm agus am dhé, ní higid lom am chorach, och is dúach ar neil. Hishan galavride dun mar a rin kalam kille a valach suas lohandal gudin kuilas agus a mach loch grunyart gudah a dír in ilan orasa a huwe díle. Ta trí chalachan agus tobar dani tervishde da kalam kille ar chonar an valishin. Ní antar toras kalam kille an ilan ishmar a niwshinis a wala dír chonar agus mishamagasar. Is presbyteriad bonaslucht an ilan agus maram gajahe diawad an torus a fashion lish an ahru credi. Ach, maligu, torus a tobur in yaramad tanyart shan ori gu shanachas e galigori ila fa holm kili gu fool. Nara vima kanch le banas oras a kirshdin ban McLeod ar hili falti e lioda chamash no Port Ellen tra ar gwerte hal Dú chilom gorle mochar oras a kalam kille o hiart agus nar le helan ie ar hararbi. Dreid is geile vi kirstin hui kalam kille a dír an oras a lina honi e yanuan. Ach la bre greine agus ean a hasu ar wolach vene oras a nocht schleifte garam an a shoan chige as a hio mui hal ar ir na spede. Vi malach dinan ar lina vio agus da helvishin vi ar amacht as oras a agus e a hort o huay ar ile.
But it's in Donegal, and in the southwest of the county in particular, that the Columkille cult is most in evidence today. This is a mainly Irish-speaking area, and as with Aran and Connemara, ancient customs have survived in stories and traditions handed down when they have died out elsewhere. Fancy Ward.
In a gantar hain and shaw, a shanaras galiora bansle niv Columkille, at the sphere vigan shanaras a clangestufa niv padraig. Hall me gadanning ni padre gadi in parches nishadunin shaw kilkara. Agus nyer hanishi and fadshin, fath district in shadar, and Roshia Gornis Faja Shear, Tuchin Naro, Roshigola Agar and Hudson Din Shear, a Denera Labano. Agus Kajin the Dini Garbe Column Killia V, a guest shake, Agus Anoya Harishin. Colum Morley Ked Blean Sararogu, Colum Killia.
Fusha Fis Goro Joan is the young Colum Killia. Agus Gorosha Dunshin, O Amshir, New Padrig. Her New Padrig, the rare and villages, Husha Najoan, Yamachas, Cruach Padrig. Agus is Jack of Yan Colum Killia. Agus for New Colum Killia, Mustortma, Fis Gorosha Dunshin. Agus hannig shahein, agus a loch lianuna, leid a yibur jamahas an aach. Agus vi kya driachta hartaru, agus vi oon linya huasinshin, vi shi lig in the chini, sandoi nach jokul yadinyar biya haktas chach. Agus gui, niu kalam kelle, agus hraskcha, gajigar lanshan chini dan oon. Agus an sin, gudéirin duine da na djewil ach shlá a chahau a nal sin atro colum kille agus a loch lianuna. Agus warasha duine da na loch lianuna. Agus sin tinnim virin duine sin na kerk. Agus ta inim huasin sin a hain ar a náchar marwai ar a doktar shra na kirki. So ta shalé fikil a ninim nyecha aachacha. Agus be tagartim da canilir a womacha. Ar chamarbi, hana gaina ladlia colum kille lia cloch oram, agus dursha lishin cloch a chahau frijin kio. Rinsha shin, skapshan kio, agus liansha na John is Jack at Jan Holm Killer. Gaji Gerhusha a mach fried charig warriot at a doctor scrig na John few wang jin lata new.
Ach tackle a scale tele de Yelana Kuhn. Marhuye Gwil Rodat and Buntler could you could be at Malachti Holm Killer. When we came to Ranish, not Gredim Gurmalacht, and see heal. Mijn bedoelde dat een akel mallet namelijk, gebeschene hielen wil je mallet halen killen, ger moord de hoorde wijn na de wallacht. Krijgt kan simpel jaku, maar sfeer naar de wijze Engeland, hene getoerder uurwaan. Nou jet en kantje en van torsen, maar bieren dus koetjangel en olie, behal halen killen, schreef man als O'Donnell.
Tá cuid mhór den scéalta sin ag mánas.
Tá, bhfuil ná an scéala. Scéala bháine tá ige go duine ag aine ag Colm Cille agus gur dhéar séar nó gur bhfuil sé de bhfuil go glan Colm Cille an áit nach raibh áitrú daoine go fáil agus an glan sin na chósacan do dhia. Bhfuil caithe sé nach raibh mar an tílacha ag an aingil sin nó na rósaige Rodin in the Goni, England, Colum Killer, three little blender machine. August Shane Skelet and Magalinche for Colum Killer, Marcoro, Grodin, and Skelet of Villages could then get her at Colum Killer, the wine. August can begin the Chehu, Suez Malin Hashil, Erigil, Rai, August Castle Goro shall leave Luhurgamai. Naar wie zeg barak rikken en zul klaagje wil, nou er leed de roosje naar de mensen zijn. Hij zei sies, naar nanale harrens. Agus, en ik het hoor kat hapjes in de, agus, wie zeg kader ik het broog. Agus, nou nie was er val, ach lem, stokke, agus lem roog ik erij. Agus, naar de roosje barak rik, agus duik ze erheen, wien, Moorn en elefanten eigen rog weer in lechos. Agus masfeer ook zo wallacht ook in erbij. Gieche ook het leverog agus lestokker.
Many courses then from Colm Killer, according to tradition, and often on very odd grounds. But these are balanced by an equal number of stories about his blessing or benevolence. Padraig O'Byrne again.
Thank you, Nawain, Marhample. Ager, goro Colm Killer. A golden boar la wine, because we scuffed at Wuhli Oga, Buhilak Bo. Agus we should also prashtala, no pretty fira or heaven valley war. Agus Harik should cut in the pretish and the column killer. Agus we nourish and buchish, eje, or in the Buhili, Garhosha Vamacht, or Henier Biome pretiori. Agus da ma nan as the Medchidolis, solar cut in the pretiori.
And combined with the stories of blessing or cursing are many that give some little insight into the kind of life he led, his austerity, his food and drink, and so on. Padraig McShine.
Tá scéalta bagallanish agus smailim na mhalach tá seo, agus lidiú é dogu da Colm Killer héin. Bhí sé siúl siar chois farag in lán Colm Killer ón natir ón scálan fadó, Sheer Dunalt, Balagunalt, Caserbi, Nirubalamora, Biana, Cas and Kosher. Achar him a valetion here an ancient knowledge, a joch. Augustan Bellage is a buntlish in Natchin Dean Lanu, could have been Vaviege, Ishke Gorta Yokadan, Dulaman Harag Haramadan, August Beller Glass Nadoje. Well, Sean Nish and Dewey, Rosha Gunhartnish, August Koshastech, or Heva Hassan, Rabala, August Haranshe, a couple of planted and villar, August Haganshe, and August Hugh Lish. Ach, Runcha Jeremad and Baelish and Altu. But Rogerid, Ayavishe, Narakasu Farad, August Ulaf Moore, a grim, Nidoilam Gurmalamian, and Sanamna, and Romali, or Big Ragosche. Ach, Gasser Beaker, or Colm Killer, Kishjeri. Gadian Tula Moor shall be let. Oh, Tas and Fair. Shin Fuilach B. Gun Altu. Well, Jerthron Lash and Amachnari, Colm Killer Bailer. Gan an béiles an altú.
Bíon ceacht éicins le fórum
a scéalta fáddigin tú, agus sin ar nóin ceacht atán gur chárd agane an béile bí altú.
With all the accretion of legend and myth, the Columbkiller who emerges both in the early biographies and in the lore of the people is a very strange personality indeed, far removed often from one's idea of a saint. What sort of man was he, in fact, as far as we can judge him at all by today's attitudes and standards? Father McDyer.
Personally, he's not the type of person that I would warm to. I would certainly venerate him, but I wouldn't warm to him because, to my mind, he comes down through the mists of the centuries as a person with many conflicting facets to his personality. He started off life, as we seem to know from history, as a fairly refractious type of person who wanted to get his own way, come hell or high water.
And of course, he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, I suppose.
He was, that's right.
One of the aristocracy.
But then he suddenly repented. And boy, when he did repent, he surely did repent, because the other facet of his personality has come through to us as a man of great and very, very austere penance. He has also come through to us as a man who, of course, legend and lore takes care of this, a man who scolded and cursed people for doing wrong. But I think a lot of curses are attributed to poor St. Columbkill that he never really used at all. Mm. But these are two or three strands of his personality that come through to us. But the one that comes through most vigorously to me is that he was a man of great austerity and eventually of great gentleness. Towards the end of his life, the refractiousness of his youth and the abrasiveness of his character seemed to have been completely supplanted by great gentleness towards the end of his life. Here in this peninsula, loud and clear, there comes through the veneration for St. Columbkill as a man of their own, a holy man of their own, and also the one more than St. Patrick who established Christianity in their midst here.
Sheelam Gurbeshan and Free Hoosh, Groan Rich and Massignadinir, Martinihe Wanger and Levivion, Akshort Leochavion. Agashor dinya di fo hen vi hon. Vi an na drachter fad ig bontlish ra helgoi. Agus borajerim ta barul waihem gar bishan an hush das na richin shkelti hartar ik smorchan
di. Well, could jay na trehe is mo derha fad ig a winnis lesh der eir a chanachish?
Well, der eir a chanachish dinya ule vi hon kerkalyor. Ach morchan hen dinya brod ule vi hon. Dinya garoche forest de agortu. Mora lirim an sin fan walach sin an ding. Agus ta galor malach diele, lirin sin rod tiena, kasulis an scale fan wal rui. San ti huid an chanda, agus na hiskri nach toru bradan ar bidar an chladda. Agus kasha walach dar an wal rui ar an womach, agus ni wiris an bradan a yu an sin a chan. So vi an da hi ur an scale, vi sha ul, vi sha ta galor padraha karen alie, ta galor mirwalchi karen alie, Runyashi Nachanach, Kragas must do it me river, Bisha Tucket on Trosku, near Grachlish Bailey Mori in or other Bimershin. Agas few one or Fusha Mach and Amawan, only Willis, a Chanta Shaw E. McBrickton, a Dortlish Grosha Fasa and Rower, Husha Awella, Gaji Banati, Agas Husha Kish, Ori Kin Husha Vedishin. Grosha Jericho Trumshin, agus duwchi wel, grosha kar nyart bonyas jaxan naran, agus husha ma agus warushan wo. San doi nach med shag fal bia ro wai moshan amach, da kalyaran da khamar bi. So, vi in dahi ur in shgael, vi sha buyeshan in kanal dinya vi on, vi maskan dachan short, nadur on murajar.
Yo itu dini jiganta, agus jereshi chan lyathkar, Gar farintach nífa díganta vian. A tar a tíwala dí. Caimus cefnú gar bé bachante le cachmóra tredjú. Gúl drefnú gandiligi agus Zersil gar Mario Trivila Farns and Carson. Sinon Caha Duggan said, Cachul Drevner, no Cach Nelor. I guess, we are Signishanini, for the Dalor via guest, Session and Lore Vigni Vinin in my villa. I guess, and coped the year in Columkilla. I guess, being coped Janta. A year ganas or a wheel finning a ma, eh? Agus tas eg scholar in the tira for the Harlan Yation, Garishir Colmkilia and Copo Terash, Agus Goriltish and Yana, Gajash Adlish and Ardri Jirmoj of Yajor and Shin, Agus Garhashin Kas and the Lahat, Agus and Brihinus Hog Shishin, Lagach Ba Ali, Agus Lagach Lora. A maklor. Agus a nation's legger yulte, Columchilla, and copo horses, Agus Gareriashin, Gar Crini na Cunley, Agus Gar Crini and Tardriagachfar, Gar Harringshire Rikhail, Agus Gadanik and Ta, Jeram Lakhail, I cool drivna, Gadjira Latif, Nahanchero, Manister Agniv Columchilla, and Ram Cleuinshin. He lacked a complicated slot at the natural in Wanister, August, and at a treasure in Cachin.
Columkilla's intervention on behalf of the Bards is as well known as the part he played in the Battle of Cool Drevne, and it's significant that both episodes had associations with books and poets. According to tradition, the saint wrote numerous books himself, composed many hymns and poems. And the compilation of the books of Durrow and Kells, as well as the Psalter in the Cahach, has also been attributed to him. Both in oral and written tradition, he is credited with many prophecies and moral sayings, some recorded by Adamnan in his life, others addressed directly by the saint to St. Brendan, founder of Burr Monastery, or to St. Buihin, founder of Monaster Boyce. Others still, in song or story, are just the attribution of a devoted people to a man who is believed to have prophetic gifts.
Shadurt column killelum, Gehefren agit fiel, Lachte tefrisch go gelin shied, Abert war legia, Namor rat dalin erbi, Dar jarnu adio, erit achrenu gesachonyahu as persiad.
Targash fear a rinnan eve sinelansha ar ir smugail, salmaro smuinu gajako chich milu no ji gaherin. Viv Colum Killa dash grew or Vamram gan ski as a yarrow she's the verse. Gojaku and ski a ladu in Kiriach, Marskresu and tree for Verdry.
It had a door Colum Killa Nahutaki is dark for you. It didn't do even a dread at Holohon, August Bohina Hulahuson was Tashishin for you, Tatak Bora Hulahuson on his. No, August Tak no one shall Hulahoko. Oh, Agatashin for you. Oh, that's an easy, yeah? That's a tactus dark and learn more Dortnesanini. Oh, that's a tactus dark, nor Dortnesanini. I guess Guinea Roti. Oh, I got you one of my good non, a tossing field. Tasha Dardim Leon Honor. I guess here been a linnies can
Roti.
Sure, I'm with your master. If I could take a short gown with your master, the TV show host. Come on. Ta Acha.
And coming at in Canella, the tanger of the.
We say Sharacha, Prussian, hence you doing your Dinchamo Wars, my heart, the Mudigan to a. I was, I don't hear Mudigan sort. Shah, would you be a rub? Or by side, you're a hula. Can't be backside, you're the heel, Miss Vigigan, there was no remote of horse. Say, I was tall. It's all been said to you to me, Kaiki, she sang either, Guston, the cult of Jacob was one shed poi, Agus, ta, say you know, Bonato Halahanish. A digging to it, Tesha Takima, Niramudigo Heskin, digging to Chenry, wait, excited over Halahan, not even with Bill, after Sinon on it. Ta, Sinan Eden, and it's talking a horse to do, Column Killy Tiatta Star. Ta.
The prophecies, the miracles, the visions, the blessings and curses are all part of the legend of Columbkille. The tangible evidence we have of the real man and his work is to be seen in the remains of churches and cells, engraved crosses and illuminated manuscripts, and the devotion to his memory still proclaimed in the Trosna or pilgrimages in places like Glen Columbkille. Father MacDyer.
When I came to Glen, first, of course, the tourists were still in existence, but I don't think there were so many people participating in it then as are now. I am particularly interested in Turistana myself, indeed in this whole parish. There are five Turistana still in existence, and but the St. Columbkille Turist is the biggest and most prominent of them all. So when I came to the parish first, I immediately began to participate in the Turist, and by tradition, the Glen Columbkille Turris really begins on at midnight on the 8th, 9th of June. So I invited all the young people or agile people that were available, if they like to join me in the Turris, that I would lead it for them. And we did the 22 stations of the Turris on the bare feet starting at midnight. And let me tell you, that you encounter every pain known to man en route, and it's fantastic. And, you know, it's remarkable. I have discovered myself walking along at midnight on these little paths that the little round pebble, which has been placed there from the beach, is much more dangerous to the foot than the sharp pebble. Because the little round pebble rolls under your foot and is a real devil.
Well, it wouldn't stick, surely, in the foot.
No,
would it?
It wouldn't stick, but it rolls. If you hit one of them with your heel, it'll roll to the top of your foot, and you'll give a leap in the air, do you know? And you might be in the middle of a Hail Mary when you're giving that leap in the air.
At this moment, many people are willingly enduring the rigours of Turris Columbkille in Glen. With little of the hardships of the genuine pilgrims, we went around some of the stations ourselves recently with Liam O'Cunnigan. Here, in the ruins of Columbkille's chapel, with the slab called Liabha Columbkille at our feet, another called Liach na Hathanya, the saint's chair and well, and three cairns visible outside, Liam explained the significance in the pilgrimage.
caisid trí clocha a leag banna málacha agus iad am mar siúas. Agus ar ees ma taisid a chatárt fadúd an tabur agus van chaharnan caisid ciondan a clocha ar a chaharnan agus sinu fáil arid wal na tonni clochan fa fagna blianta halag la linna na dini la linna graasio na dini na clocha hor siúas a wanna málacha agus ta sa chodiac ar a nis cloha aleg vannu malachan na blianta jarn ar an misin sna a gwared cuartu aid ar cloha baga sa car la lin fríd na blianta nir fagu an cloch ag ti walid an chlaia nar tugu ma as tiw na malacha ni hegga chana bi hor ti walid an chlaia agus a na wasan caitu yata aal ar hiv na malacha agus ta sa chodiac ar aal an is Buskaat le halagan ni sa taras fost budjal le vel ofo fahinne budjal eske en tabur eske baani agus tamu hoi hart he budjal ta nishke sho hala hach fride doon fahinne lesri dwari dini lofo ga merika agus nalasim ni hilum gol arid morshin arid da gemma ta nishke gus riyu agus graas alawi lawe tan tarisho faddahan. Na dini ligi hiu ga merika, ba shana rad jarna yaana chit, ta nona tala waga chit talu na heren, na glan chohim kille, taris chohim kille hiuul, stoi ma go raha gus rahaim na taru in sachir rushit galan.
Oh, that's a very fairly hard and fast liturgically regulated tourists. You visit each one of these stations and you go round, walk round them three times, usually. There are some variations of that. And then, for some peculiar reason, after saying prayers as you walk around, then you kneel down and say some more prayers. You're kneeling just before a cairn of stones, with usually a prominent standing stone in the middle. Then when you have your prayers finished, a few little prayers that you say, all these prayers are all regulated, the type of prayers that you say and the number that you say, then you leave always by the left for some reason or another that I can't understand, and you proceed on to the next standing stone and cairn of stones, which may be, perhaps maybe even a half a mile distant. And the way we do it is some person, if there's a big crowd doing it at a time, some one person, in my case it was a priest, gives out the rosary in Irish, Cormie Kinyar and Padrin Gaelic, and all the people behind answered the rosary.
Was there any tradition of throwing a stone onto the cairn as it went around?
Oh, yes, there's one particular cairn. It's up very near the St. Colum Kill Well. And it's a utterly huge cairn. It's about 50 yards long. It's about 12 feet in height. And it's about 30 feet wide. And it's some of the stones are quite massive. It's built up, and it evidently is the accumulation of stones carried by pilgrims over the centuries up the hill as they walked up and said their prayers there. The size of some of these stones would amaze you, but presumably our ancestors were much more penitentially minded than we are. Some of them even went to take the most heavy stones to put more penance on themselves. And you gather three of these three stones en route up, and each time you circularize the cairn, saying certain prayers, each time you throw one stone onto the cairn. I don't think there's anything pagan or peculiar about that. It was probably a system, in my mind, I feel that it was a system they had of counting the number of times they had. They were supposed to go around three times. Three is a very religious number, as you know, and they went around three times. At each time, they threw a stone, so that when the last stone was thrown, they knew they had gone around three times. Many of the standing stones evidently date from a megalithic period and were objects of pagan veneration of one kind or another, because stones being the most permanent things we have were probably objects of veneration or worship in pagan times. But it would seem to me that St. Columba, taking a leaf out of the patrician book, as you know, St. Patrick did not destroy all pagan customs, but he gave them a Christian flavour, that St. Columba took these stones and rather than destroy them and perhaps risk the wrath of the local populace, he had Christian emblems embossed upon them and had them set up around a 3-mile elliptical circumference where people could go around saying their prayers. But originally they were pagan, I would certainly assume.
Well, we were talking about Torry there. Obviously, Columbkille, if he was anywhere at all, he was in Torry.
Yes.
Clughach Columbkille and various other...
Agar.
Crush Columbkille, agus mar sinda.
Sin Ciart. Well, the Torres are Torry, Fosta. But it's not going now. Someone of my predecessors in Torry and the end of the last century... evidently condemned it, and when the priest condemns a thing on Torry, it is condemned. But I think, to my own mind, he rightly condemned it, because evidently the Torres on Torry was degenerating into a sort of Torres that you did against somebody rather than for somebody, and in that sense it was pagan. Definitely the old cursing stone on Torry, which was evidently used sometimes at the end of the Torres, was obviously pagan, because you turned this cursing stone in the direction of your enemy, and hey presto, your enemy was quelled.
Whatever about the pagan element, the Christian tradition of devotion to Columbkille is as strong in Torry Island today as ever. When the time came for the saint to die in exile, he's said to have lamented the fact that it wasn't in Garton or in Torry.
Tamisha. When you all the wash on it, boys will have to tidy in it. So when I will mang after the needles and I to talk. Needles and I to talk about. Now, my grab, he knew daddy in a mask not on my mother got him. Shouldn't do so, no any dear, sir. Maybe she got a hundred wash, got a wash.
Torry, Garton, Glen. Anywhere that was Ireland was Columbkille's. He was of Ireland and the Holy Land of Ireland. He said so himself. But perhaps he was even more. As the poet Robert Farron has said, this man was Ireland. Take a blessing with you, West. My heart is withered in my breast. If to death I descend, passion for the Irish wrought my end.
The Earl of Mehenick is the Earl of Monoid. The Earl of Mullion is the Reverend Mogloid.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.